Hola,
Moke and friends. How y'all doing today, tonight, this evening, this morning? If you listening to this, and if you can hear this, if you can see this, you're blessed because you're alive, but you're blessed because you're hearing your boy. It's been a long day, people. A long fucking day. Crazy thing is, man, West Texas, it's crazy. The weather's crazy. It's like, it's hot as fuck all weekend. Then it rained yesterday. Today, it was overcast. But then once the sun came out, we weirdly got hit with a tornado warning. And once that tornado warning was over, then we got hit with a flash flood warning. Now, I know you're thinking, what's the big deal, Moke? That's not crazy. And it's not, but the crazy thing about it is that tornado warning, beautiful skies, kind of overcast, you know what I'm saying? Flash flood warning, there's no rain right now. Or, I don't know. You know, that shit's been happening. It's actually happening right now where, like, the random lightning and shit. I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think we're next up. I think we're due for a disaster. Disaster out here in the Wild Wild West, Odessa, Methland. It's crazy shit, man. So I'm excited. Okay, every year October comes around, I get excited because why? Because how people get excited for football season? Basketball season is among us. And oh boy. The West is gonna be, oh man, yo. First off, I'm a Houston Rockets fan, so I want to welcome CP3, welcome to Houston, you know what I'm saying? We need to kick it, hit me on my jack, you know what I'm saying? But, oh man, I'm excited that Rudy Gay went to the Spurs, but nigga, the Thunder. Paul George and Melo, like, I was kind of salty because I wanted Melo to come to Houston. But I just want to see Melo go on a good team. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I love seeing, like, it's not rare, but, like, you don't see too many, like, really, really good players go from, like, east to west. You say Shaq did it, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And Chauncey Billups, you know, some other motherfuckers, I think, Rip. But, like, that would be, like, Bron going to the west. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that may not happen. And I feel like Bron might, but I feel like Bron won't. You know what I'm saying? But, oh, man, this Thunder. Oh, man, Thunders, Warriors, Rockets, Spurs. Like the playoffs should just be who's the best fucking teams. You know what I'm saying? Well, how many playoffs? 16? Like, the best 16 teams. Like, fuck this East-West shit, man. That's what got Biggie and Pac killed. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Donald Trump because everybody is kneeling, nigga. And I was surprised to see Jerry Jones kneeled. I wonder if they had to help him back up. But I posted on Facebook. I said, yo, Jerry Jones kneeled. That's dope. Now, you know the crazy thing, too, is this whole racism and all this police brutality shit, you will find friends on Facebook that you didn't, you aren't even friends with. You wonder how you became friends with. This one guy from Georgia, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know how we know each other. We probably don't, but he's a white dude from Georgia, which is fine, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where I come from. But I don't know too many white people. And the last white person I knew in Georgia was a guy who used to skateboard with me, who shall remain nameless because he snitched. No, he didn't snitch. He lost Brit. Whatever. But, so I posted, you know, whole Jerry Jones thing. Like, yo, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Because I like seeing that shit. I love the Ravens owner. That dude, like, it's like, yo, Trump, you realize, like, some of these owners aren't American, right? So they're like, yo, fuck you, nigga. But, I mean, they're probably like, yo, we're definitely standing with these niggas and kneeling or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Backing our players, like, why would you? That's like, come on, man, don't get me started. But so I posted this, and y'all know, you know what I'm saying, like, when I'm on Facebook, man, to me, Like, I was going to say Facebook is like an acid trip. Like, it's not really real. But, you know, some points in acid is like, you know, I feel like it's realer than Facebook. But it's like, Facebook to me is like shits and giggles. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody kind of gets panties tangled up every now and then, including myself. But, boxers for me. But, so I posted that. And the dude came back and he was like, and I, you know, I misread it at first. He was like, you know, kneeling isn't, you know what I'm saying, kneeling for the anthem, whatever, whatever, is disrespectful to the flag, and yada, yada. I'm like, yo, my nigga, why are we worshiping a fucking flag? You know what I'm saying? I know we live here, but why are we worshiping a fucking flag? Jesus Christ, man, come on. You know what I'm saying? And so he was like, it's disrespectful, blah, blah, blah. And when people go into those tirades and shit, like, I don't, or tangent or whatever, I don't go in and go back and forth with these niggas because, like, I don't know too many facts about so much shit going on, but I see what's going on. And I'm just like, man, why do most people who are against the flag thing, they don't acknowledge the shit that's going on to minorities? They don't acknowledge the fucking bigotry going on by these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, I get it, bro. But this flag don't pay my motherfucking bills, my nigga. And I know, like, somebody will come and be like, yo, well, you're American, whatever. But, like, yo, shit, nigga. Like, my life ain't worshiping this flag, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want us to stand for the flag, whatever, whatever, my nigga. But, yo, if just say, if slavery was still going on right now, and y'all motherfuckers were, there was still war and shit, like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know y'all know the point I'm trying to get to. And I know some of y'all fuck niggas are going to be like, well, Mug, nah, nigga, y'all know the point I'm trying to get. Don't be a fucking dick right now. But, like, how are we not acknowledging the fact that lives are being taken and you know what I'm saying, and aren't treated equally and shit? But you want us to treat some fucking cloth? Like, this flag, you saying this flag is worth more than me, nigga? It's a flag. The flag is just for our country. Like, fuck that shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck about a flag. No disrespect to the vets. No disrespect, because I come from a family that are fucking Marines, Army, all that shit. Hell, I almost joined the Navy at one point. You know what I mean? But it was like 3 years right after 9/11. So I was like, fuck that. But, like, I have no problem. You know what I'm saying? But, like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be like, yo, stand. Like, fuck that. It's just like if motherfuckers go to Mexico or wherever, are y'all gonna stand for their anthem? And even if they let you in their country, but their country's been treating your race like shit, you gonna stand for that shit? Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers come to America for freedom. And I don't even talk like this, you know what I'm saying, to be on this little shit. But motherfuckers come to this place for freedom. For freedom, nigga. You know what I'm saying? For freedom to do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, shit's so crazy. I'm like, yo, we have to, like, I'm like, why when you get above 18, why is it a law that you gotta wear a seatbelt? I get it. It saves your fucking lives and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it saves your life, you know, and it helps you not die. But not drinking bleach helps you not die. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see where I'm coming from? And you may not. And I may not. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I feel like, and I'm just kind of going random because I'm ramble. So before any motherfuckers be like, well, Mocha was random on that episode and was all over the place. Because that's what I do. Haven't you heard Random Mokey 1, 2, and 3? Haven't you seen my movies? A fucking sharda. But, like, people come here to be free, and it just seems like more and more. Laws, 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 laws. Like, I get that we gotta have fucking laws, but, like, come on, man. Like, why aren't cops being reprimanded on shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are all these people, the black lives and the Hispanic lives, and not even that, just the innocent lives of people dying, why is this being, like, it's just like, oh, well, it's acquitted, you know what I'm saying? Like, since when you have evidence and all this shit, do motherfuckers get acquitted? I get it. If the glove don't fit, it must acquit, but shit. motherfuckers on film, choking niggas out, doing this, doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like you got cops telling people a year ago that, oh, we shoot black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. But you know what's funny, man? And I'm not one to be saying all this stuff, but like I was talking to somebody was like, you know what, man? These motherfuckers scared of us. And in a way, like, I feel like it, man. I just think about this, man. Like, who said it? Somebody said it. Who was it? Fuck. I was gonna get somebody probably, but somebody said, like, yo, if Trump got a problem with all these athletes, black athletes, all we gonna have is NASCAR. Like, so just think, like, if these athletes be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Which niggas ain't gonna do it because, you know, they're in it for the love of the game, but like, yo, my nigga, why are you going at these athletes, nigga, when you got quote unquote Rocket Man on your throat? You know what I'm saying? You got Puerto Rico, which is a part of the US, who ain't got no fucking power. You know what I'm saying? You got other islands that were wiped off, nigga, and you talking about this? My Iverson voice, you talking about practice? You talking about anthem? Like, my nigga, what Vince Staples say, anthem don't even slap. Shit don't even slap, man. Like, you talking about this shit, dog? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I feel like we need a minority president. Don't have to be black. Just a minority president. Or a president that isn't, like, stuck in their ways and that isn't, like, damn near 80. The only president that I would have been rooting for that would have been, like, grandpa would have been, was Bernie. Bernie was with Martin Luther King, man. Like, niggas realize, like, even, like, you know, even with Hillary, shit, we might have... I mean, I feel like with either one of these motherfuckers, like, we gonna be going to war. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yo, Trump is like that nigga. Like, I have a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like my friend Preen. Like, he's like the nigga who will talk shit, you know what I'm saying, to another person. But you know your niggas got your back, so, like, you ain't really got to do whatever, but you can just talk with it. That's Trump. Trump talk all this shit. He's beefing with North Korea, talking about Rocket Man and all that shit. But, like, my nigga, you ain't gonna do shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to war. You ain't out here cleaning up these streets, nigga. And I get it, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the president. But, like, my nigga, you should just be quiet sometimes, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you got in the fucking White House. You know what I'm saying? Like, Trump, like, for me, seeing Trump as president, like, I take joy in going in CNN every day and seeing the fuck shit that Trump does. I take joy of knowing that we are watching a 4-year-long episode of Apprentice. You know, like, I mean, come on, like, his whole squad is breaking up. His whole fucking squad. Like, his team, like, how many people has been fired and hired and all this shit? You know what I'm saying? It's like, at the end of the day, when this all said and done, Trump administration is going to be, last name going to be Trump or some part of their family or whatever. I ain't knocking it, though. You know what I'm saying? Get it how you live, baby. Get it how you live, dog. But Trump, my guy, you're a billionaire, dog. Just chill. You know what I'm saying? Just chill, dog. You're doing the most already, man. You're doing the most, dog. I get it, Trump. I get it. You won. Leave the athletes out of it, dog. Because at the end of the day, the athletes are just like us, dog. These athletes are just talented motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But that just happened to make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know people like, yo, athletes are broke, you know that. But it's like, when an athlete tries to make a change and stand up for something right, i.e. Colin Kaepernick, nobody talks about all the good shit that Colin Kaepernick has done also by giving niggas who got out of jail suits so they can go do shit. I mean, get jobs and shit, clothes for kids and stuff. Nobody talk about that shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you worry about kneeling, my nigga? Nigga, J.J. Watt raised, like, well over 10 mil, dog, for the Hurricane Harvey shit, nigga. And you telling motherfuckers in Houston, like, yo, good luck shit? Fuck out of here, dog. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy. It's crazy, like, yo, I get that motherfuckers are patriotic and shit. But it's like, if somebody walks up to me and they're like, yo, fuck Texas. Okay. I don't care. Yo, fuck America. Okay. I don't care. Like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. If I had a choice, nigga, I wouldn't be living in America. I'd be living somewhere in Japan, Tokyo, get my feet rubbed, some mushi mushu and shit, konnichiwa bitches. I'd be in Amsterdam getting high as shit. Or taking shrooms. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, come on, dog. Chill. Like, sit. If you got a problem with niggas, send niggas back to the motherland. Send us back to the motherland. My motherland would be Dominica. Send me back to that, man. I don't want to go to the island, dog. You know what I'm saying? But, like, oh, man, it's just so crazy. So it's like, if I ever get killed by a cop or a white person for some unjustified reason, don't even bother protesting for me. Just be like, yo, Oak made it out. But, yo, fuck this shit, dog. I don't want to say I'm tired because, like, honestly, I haven't really been doing my part to be like, well, you know, because I'm not going to get out there and protest. I'm not going to do all that shit because I'm watching, I'm seeing what's happening. Like, I get it, dog. I get it. It's just so y'all motherfuckers know, these are just my opinions that I'm saying. All right? So, I don't need niggas hit me up, be like, well, like, because I don't care y'all's opinion. No offense to my listeners. I love y'all. But motherfuckers who are, guys, I don't care. I'm saying this is Moke and Friends. It's not you and Moke. It's Moke and Friends. But you know, man, like it's crazy, dog. I love politics, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could sit down and talk politics and religion to anybody, man, because that shit doesn't bother me, dog. I like hearing people's point of views, and I hope one day I can get like a crazy conservative Republican on here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love it. You know, but when people start kind of being like, yo, y'all niggas are tripping because of this, and it is like, nigga, so can you get off my ass driving like that, dude? It's like, nigga, you don't see all these people dying, dog? You know what I'm saying? You don't see these? I'm just repeating myself now. Anyway, basketball season's good. ACL's right around the corner, people. I'll be happy to see Jay again. But it will be the reuniting of Moke, Dube, and Thief. I'm very excited about that podcast episode. Moke and Dube is going to be Moke, Dube, Thief, Caden. Hopefully Mahoney. My homie Mahoney. Hopefully he's going to be in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to be great, man. Timothy, like, it's going to be where sounds like. It's going to be great, man. I'm very excited. Just to see a lot of people and stuff, man. But, yo, let's live, dog. Let's live and prosper and do what we got to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all we got to do. Like, fuck the other shit, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is really like, hey, you know what's crazy now? There are some people who will remain nameless who are of the fairer skin that I know. And there were times when we've been at little bullshit-ass games and stuff and all this when it's time for the national anthem. And niggas just kind of talk through it, text, whatever, whatever. But now that, you know, this has happened, now people want to, like, oh, I'm patriotic, whatever, whatever. I'm going to stand up and yada, yada, yada. And always, man, I feel like if half y'all motherfuckers shouldn't even be talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, let these people live, dog. Let them live. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just what somebody said on ESPN. Like, they already talk about, oh, these athletes, too many cars, too many bitches, whatever, whatever, need to chill. But when they start standing up for their rights, they're like, oh, you just need to play game. Play the game. Play what you're paid to do. Like, yo, whoa. Since when, you know, America is free? America just tells motherfuckers what to do. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking to motherfuckers from third world countries and from, you know, different places that aren't America. And these motherfuckers love life. Vacation, all this shit. And they just be like, yo, why do y'all work so much? I'm like, I know. Like, I know. That's all we do in America is we fucking work. You know what I'm saying? And bitch. Like, niggas out here feel so entitled to shit, dog. Like, yo, you know, half these motherfuckers who haven't struggled for shit, dog. Not even say go live in a third world country, but like, just go live in a hood or somewhere. See what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I go to visit my family in St. Croix and Dominica and shit. Yeah, like, they don't live on fucking resorts. They live in the regular hot-ass fucking house like everything else. But it's like, I'm appreciative. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm appreciative. Like, I'm not too good for shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been dead broke. I've been fucking homeless. I've had not a goddamn thing in my motherfucking name. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm in a place right now where me and my family don't even speak. So it's just like me in this world. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still fucking grateful. You know what I'm saying? And I respect motherfuckers to just live their own life. You know? Oh, man. Oh, I thought that was a Trump billboard. Like, what? But yeah, I let people live their life, man, because that's what life is. Our life is about you living it and you enjoying it, dog. Like, why the fuck I'm going to give a fuck about some white man talking spicy, dog? Like, no offense. Because niggas know I love white people. I love them bigly. You know what I'm saying? But, like, why? You know what I'm saying? Why? Why am I going to listen to some 70-year-old white dude who can justify reasons why white nationalists and the other side, a.k.a. thugs, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that, nigga. Like, come on, dog. But I'm just ramble. Ramble like I'm Rambo. Cutting ham, but I'm cutting ham. You know what I'm saying? So, next month, your boy will be in San Francisco. That's going to be pretty sexy. And I am trying to get to Boston. Seems like Chirac isn't happening anymore. I know earlier this year I posted about going to Florida. Obviously, that's not going to happen for a minute. But catch your boy in San Francisco. Moke and Lace coming soon, man. Moke and Lace, LA Part 3. But I don't know, man. Just crazy. I'm about to... Actually, I'm about to just take a shit, man. I'm kind of gassy. But, yo, thank y'all for listening. I gave y'all two tonight, baby. Well, I gave you one earlier, so I'm giving you another one. But, yeah, man. Yo, salute and shout out to all the, not even the NFL players, just all the athletes, all the people who are realizing the problems, taking stands. And shout out to some of the athletes that were Army vets and that are standing up and that are saluting the flag and all that stuff. Shout out to all y'all, man. Shout out to everybody believing in what they believe in, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't nobody tell you who to worship, who to do whatever, who to praise, who to kneel down to, who to stand up to, whatever, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to everybody who is not afraid of being their own person. You know what I'm saying? That's the real thing. That's what I'm calling this episode. Shout out to those who aren't afraid of being their own person. And as I go, shout out Will. Shout out Moses. Shout out my brother B. Hold your head up, baby. See you 2020. Shout out Lena. Sam. Shout out Thief. Shout out Doob. Doob, I'm a yoke your ass, nigga. You keep coming on my shit talking crazy. Shout out everybody, dog. Shout out Southside Hippie. You know, shout out to everybody, my kids. Shout out America. Shout out the world. God bless America. God bless the world, baby. Moking friends. Damn, I forgot that saying. What was it? Don't be afraid to be yourself. I don't know. Moke and friends. Smoking friends. Peace, people. Some motherfucking chicken grease. Holla.